Now back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. Here's your host, James Maduke.
7:34 Monday evening. You're listening to James Maduke. This is Small Business Heroes, part of Business at Night on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. I want to thank John McLean and Tim McMillan for joining us from CVE Inc. And I want to welcome Paul Pollack from the Pollack Group. He's a president and CEO to the studio. Welcome.
Thanks very much for inviting me.
Great. And now I'm going to be honest with you here again. I told you at the start of the show, if you weren't listening, one of the things I'm not big on hiring people. I haven't hired a lot of people, and I haven't had help finding people. So what I asked Paul to do is come in and talk about where does someone go, a small business owner, an entrepreneur, someone who knows that they're tired of doing everything by themselves. They want to add some people, but they don't know how. So I've asked Paul to come in and talk about that. And first, what I want Paul to do, I'm going to ask Paul, what exactly does the Pollack Group do so that we have that positioned properly first?
Okay. Well, we operate in three different areas. We have a temporary help service. We also have an IT professional recruiting service. That's the staffing for,
programmers
and systems analysts and network support people and so on and so forth. And we have an executive search headhunting division.
Okay. So you've got three sort of areas of HR that are covered there. So if a small business owner, or let's say someone who may be a partner again, or they've got a couple of employees that are started the business and they may be considering, where do I find someone new? What would you suggest to them? How do they get started?
Well, if the need for a business isn't to employ someone on a full-time basis because there are costs associated with hiring people full-time, using a temporary help service provides you with people that are interviewed by professional counselors, tested to make sure that their skills are up to par. We check references from previous temporary positions that some of these individuals have held in the past. We send out a survey asking people to rate the temporary employees that have been using or have come to our services. Mm-hmm. And this way we provide a person that's job ready.
Okay. So I want to touch on those briefly. When you say that that someone is tested, what do you mean by that?
Well, if the person is going to be sent out to work on a computer, mm-hmm. And they have to be aware of certain software packages, then these people would be tested to ensure that their skills are up to par.
Okay, so perhaps you're talking about someone who might be in an admin capacity, for example. They may
yes.
have to know how to use Word and PowerPoint and Excel, that kind of thing.
Yes, precisely.
Okay, and you also, you were talking about interviewing. So explain what happens there. If I come to you and I say, I'm looking for someone who's going to be an admin assistant or someone who's going to be an office manager, how do they get interviewed before I even see them or find out about them?
Well, the first step is for us to get a very clear understanding of the position itself, what the job is going to entail on a day-to-day basis, what skills you feel are necessary. We would question you on certain aspects of the position to see what skills we think we should be looking for.
Really necessary.
Well, the hard skills,
yes.
And the people skills and the person's ability to fit in with other staff members and so on. So once we know what exactly you need, then you get some counseling from us as to sometimes what you want and what you need are two different things.
Two different things, exactly.
So for someone that is a small business person that really doesn't quite understand or know what they need, we help them with that. And then it becomes our job to find an individual. Usually we supply the client company with a choice of a few individuals that all meet the requirements, but there might be a better personality fit mm-hmm. With one of them over the others. And the final decision is made by the employer. That applies to the hiring of a temporary individual as well as especially a permanent individual. Normally, a temporary individual, once we understand what the skills are, since it's not a long-term project, the people skills may not be quite as important as the working skills.
Okay. So if for someone who doesn't know, you've mentioned temporary and perm. Could you give us a quick definition of the difference in how would you know whether or not you need a perm person or a temporary person?
Oh, okay, that's easy. If you have a project, let's say, for example, you're very busy in one aspect of your business, collection of accounts, for example. If you're backlogged and a lot of money is owing to you, you might want to hire someone to work as a collector until such time as your receivables are caught up.
Yeah.
And then maybe someone else who's working for you on a permanent basis as a secretary might be able to continue to maintain the receivables.
Okay.
But if that becomes too big of a job, then you bring in a temp and let that person do their job. And when the job is completed, the girl's gone and she plays somewhere else.
Okay, so it's just a set period of time, and that's flexible then?
Yes, that's the advantage. It's flexible. And in comparison to someone who's hired on a permanent basis, when someone is hired on a permanent basis, there's advertising to be done to find the individual.
Yes.
There's a lot of interviewing to do. There's reference checking to do. There's testing to do. By dealing with us to hire someone on a permanent basis, all that is done beforehand, and what we generally will do, we'll supply you with a choice of three or four individuals that are pretty equally skilled, with everyone has a different personality.
Sure.
And we give you the choice of you interview what we've already pre-selected as the best three candidates, for example, and you would pick the one that you think is the best for you.
Okay, so for what that means for all our small business owners, the ones that are working too long and too hard because they're in love with their business, they actually get to stay doing the part of the business that they love, and they're actually letting you do the sort of the hard work involved in picking the right people for
yes.
their company.
There's a lot of skill required in selecting people that are going to be long-term if it's a permanent position. And a lot of entrepreneurs really don't have the training in HR to assess.
Nor do they
people.
Want to get the training in
no,
that.
No, they're too busy. If they're in production, they want to make sure their plant is running properly. If they're in sales, they want to make sure the sales are being acquired. And the administrative things are things that we would take care of. We're an extension of an HR department for a business that's not large enough to employ its own HR department.
Okay, so how do I know that I should be approaching a company like yours? What is sort of, is there a checklist for the small business owner that that knows, hey, I shouldn't be doing this?
Well, yes, if you're working 15 hours a day and you don't want to work 15 hours a day, you might decide, well, maybe I should have somebody come and help me and do some of the paperwork or the secretarial work while I'm out drumming a business if you're a sales and marketing type person.
Sure.
Or if you're in manufacturing. You might be more comfortable to be in the plant, making sure the products are being made according to the way you'd like them to be made, and have someone take care of the inside work.
Okay. Now, this applies, we talked a little bit about administration or the temper. This applies also to IT or computer programmers and executives as well, for
yes.
companies that are a bit larger. So explain how that would work then. For example, if I have a project where have to produce something or provide a service for a set period of time.
Oh, what happens in some cases, a company may be awarded a contract, and the contract usually has time restraints and cost restraints. Now, if you bring people in that are, first of all, job ready because they've done the same type of work previously, they have a lot of experience, and if you need these people for a period of time that's going to, until the contract runs its
completed.
Course, you don't have to go through the hassle of having to hire someone and firing them or letting them go when the contract is over. Even an independent consultant who's in the computer field, he might have bid on a contract and he's awarded the contract, but the contract is such that he needs some expertise in an area that he's not all that familiar with himself. So we'll supply him with an individual on a contract basis for the duration of the period he needs him for, with the expertise that he himself does not have, but the person he brings in through us would have.
Okay. So just for our listeners now, they're thinking of engaging a company like the Pollock Group. What are the three sort of action tips that you want to give them or the three keys when it comes to looking at hiring or having someone help them with the hiring?
Well, they have to understand where they're short of people, what okay. areas in which they need some expertise, which they, as small business owners, may not have themselves. And they want to do it in a very expeditious way, rather than taking a lot of time to write an ad or get the ad on the website, review all the resumes, do all the reference checking and so on. All that is done in advance before the person's actually presented, and presented only once we have a clear picture of what the position entails.
Okay.
And what the future of the the job might be, and what the individual's goals and and a career change would be, and so on. And we match them up.
Okay.
And we guarantee them that they'll perform to the satisfaction of the business owner.
Okay.
For up to a year.
Okay. If you just joined us, we're with Paul Pollack, the president and CEO of the Pollack Group, and thank you very much for coming to the studio. I appreciate your time. We'll be back shortly with Ken Duff from the HR department. You've been listening to Small Business Heroes, part of Business at Night. This is James Maduke on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
You're listening to Small Business Heroes on CFRA's Business at Night. Brought to you in part by the Entrepreneurship Center, MaxDBC, and the Business Development Bank of Canada.